What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and this is Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursdays. Chill! What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, and this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topic choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you simply as you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even for the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I start using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast Presents a conversation about music podcasts. Choo! Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Voice Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents, a conversation about music podcast, a part of Spin-Off Series Thursdays, every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Hope all is well. And at this time, we do got a special guest on this episode. We got a returning guest. She's been on the show before. This will be her second time on a conversation about music podcast, but this will be her third time on Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast as a whole. And she haven't been on the show for 2 years. We got Ms. Hazel Eyes Rose back on the show, and we're going to talk about update about her life and her music and what she got going on and many more. This was a really dope conversation. Happy for her to come back and continue to share her story and share her love about music. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Check this out. My name is Twin Turbo B, and you're now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Let's get it.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, and tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this following episode may contain sensitive topics that is not suitable for my audience. So I just want to take the time to let you know that viewer discretion is advised. Thank you and enjoy this episode.
My name is Hazel and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And we have another episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents, a conversation about music podcast, a part of Spin-Off Series Thursday. And we have our special guest. She is a returning guest. She's been on the show. This is her third time being on the show. First time she was on the show, she was on the main series of Gentleman Like the Podcast. And the second time, she was on a conversation about music podcast season one, 2 years ago. And of course, we got her back because she brought us some three brand new tracks that we're going to play on the show today. And we're going to update her about her life. We got Miss Hazel Eyes Rose in the building. Hazel, how are you doing? It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Are you okay?
Yeah, you know, I've been all right hanging in there. And, you know, a lot has happened since the last time you've been on the show. So I just want to say welcome back on the show.
Thank you, thanks.
So first, we know that you are in UK.
Yeah.
And, you know, since then, COVID was bad over there. So I want to know how the UK is now and how had it been since post-COVID?
Okay. So since COVID and where we're at now, it seems like it never existed. It feels like everywhere you go, you never see a person with a mask on. You never hear it mentioned. You don't hear anything about it in the news. It's almost like it's just disappeared. And it feels like it never existed. Like, you can walk, you can go anywhere now without a mask on. And, it just seems like one minute it was here and it was really intense. Everyone was wearing masks and it was all over the news. And you heard updates about it every day. And now it's just disappeared. You don't hear about it anymore at all.
And that's really good. I know up here in New York, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. People do wear masks, but people don't wear masks. It's more normal than what it was, because it was crazy up here. But in New York, we do a lot more crazier stuff than COVID now. So that was going on. But it's happy to know that things are good in UK. And, you know, that's really good. So, we're going to recap you. We're going to recap on, you know, everything that happened with you. So tell us about your life journey, you know, how you was growing up.
Okay, so growing up, throughout my, when I was at college in my teenage years, I was quite confident within myself. But I came across people who saw what I was like and saw that I had some strengths in me, and they bullied me really badly. And so I stayed friends with these people up until, you know, my adulthood, because I just thought to myself, people change. Don't hold on to grudges. Don't think people are going to be the same way, and give them a second chance. So, you know, that was what happened to me growing up. I stayed friends with these people. And yeah, it turned out that they bullied me really badly, and then I stayed their friends. And then throughout my 20s, I went through a really badly abusive relationship, and I also suffered with psychosis, in which I was like hospitalized and cross sections, and sent to a mental institution. And I mean, throughout my life's journey, everything just led me to God and led me to believe and have a stronger faith in God and realize that everything in my life was for my highest good. And I feel like life was happening to me and for me, not to me. So if that makes sense, I feel like everything that I went through was leading me to like where I'm supposed to be today.
I think you already answered the second part of the question, like how, what have you been through made you the person that you are today? No, you're good.
Hello.
But you know, we're gonna dive into more of you know the psychosis and stuff like that. But you know, I always admire your story and everything you've been through, and keep doing your thing. You know, keep doing your thing. So. So we're gonna recap your music journey, because we all know that you are an artist. So tell us from the beginning about your music journey. Like, what inspired you to want to do music, and when did you start?
Okay, so I started in 2020, and I felt inspired to write my songs and to sing my songs just merely because of everything that I went through from my teenage years to my 20s. Up until, you know, up until now, everything I went through with the bullying, the mental health, the domestic abuse, I felt like if I had it in me to be able to write songs, and I had a gift of writing songs, and, you know, I could work on my voice in able to sing these songs, I felt like I was given that gift for a reason. I felt like I went through everything I went through to be someone to tell my story, to, you know, to share my story with the world. And yeah, so I decided to do that in 2020. I didn't feel ready for that before, because obviously with the bullying and all the abuse and everything, it takes a lot out of you, and you don't feel confident when all these bad things are happening to you. But when I could see the light at the end of the tunnel, when I escaped and when I was free from all the negativity in my life, I have found my calling, and it was to sing my songs and share my story with the world. Basically, that's what my aim is to continue to do that.
And you know, and I'm happy that you are sharing your story through your music. And we're gonna talk a lot more about your music. So before we get to that, growing up, like what were your favorite type of music growing up listening to? Like, who were your favorite artists, and what type of music you like to listen to growing up?
Okay. So I listened to a variety of music, and in all different genres. So I listened to things like Cat Stevens, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and Madonna from the 80s and 90s, Drew Hill, Mariah Carey, old school garage and trance. So it's a varied amount of music, because my taste in music is varied. I don't really stick to one type of music. I like lots of different types of music, and that's sometimes reflects in the way I write my songs, and you know, the type of music I make. I'm trying to stick to one genre now, to one type of music, just to make it easier for listeners to follow me. But sometimes if inspiration makes me feel like I have to make a certain type of music, I will not hold back. I will explore that and try to be creative in that way.
Nice. And I ain't gonna lie, that is a really good taste of music that you just picked, right? Like, I listen to the same type of artist you listen to, so that's a really good taste. But yeah. I do got another question to ask you that not on my notes. So how do you feel about the current music scene? How do you feel about music today?
Okay. So I mean, I think when I spoke about this in one of your podcasts, and before I said that I wasn't happy with the music scene today, and I preferred it back in the day. But I do think I've changed my mind in that, even though I do like a lot of old school like music, I do like some of the music that's out today. I can't think of all the names and everything of what the songs are, but I do sometimes like some of the music that's in the charts. And I like, some of the music that is out there. So I did change my mind on that, because I thought to myself, yeah, I do like, I like old school, but I do like the way music is evolving. But I'll always have, there'll always be a special place in my heart for old school music.
Yeah.
But I do like, you know, different types of music that's been released today. So yeah, I've got to grow as a person, as an artist, and I suppose I can't just, you know, stay in the past. I've got to move forward as well and see what other people, what their creativity is and what their talents are as well.
That's a good answer. I know for me, when it comes to today's music,
yeah,
some is good. I like the pop scene that's going on today, and I like the R&B scene that's going on today. Yeah. I think the only scene that I do not really like that's going on today is the hip hop. The hip hop scene.
Have you heard of this guy called Brian T? I don't know if he's big in America, but he's quite new on the scene. He's like a rapper, but he's got a Christian rapper, and he used to be like a bad, I don't know if he was a gangster type of man back in the day, but he turned his life to God and to Jesus, and now he sings and he raps about like Christianity and stuff like that. So I do like some of his music as well.
What's his name?
Brian T.
I'm not sure if I heard of him. I'm gonna look him up.
Yeah, I do like some of his music because it's positive. He's not rapping about stuff like guns or anything. He used to have a really bad past, but then he helps people who are in a similar situation to him turn their life around and turn their life to God. So I do quite like some aspects of his music. Yeah,
I'm gonna look him up and check him out. I don't think I never heard of him, so I'm gonna look him up and check him out. Definitely check him out.
Okay.
So the last time you was here 2 years ago. Yeah. And I asked you the question 2 years ago, and I know at the time that when I asked you the question, you were just putting out singles. So I'm gonna ask you this question again. So you did put out songs like, Out in Your Mind, Life Path, and then you got three new songs that we're gonna play today. My question to you is, are you planning an album in the future? Do you have an album plan?
What I'm thinking is, I think I've got currently about 11 or 12 singles, or 11 singles or so out at the moment. So I'm not sure whether to, like, with my producer, get them all onto like one file, and then to produce a CD, like an album, but produce a physical copy which can be purchased and distributed to different addresses, because not everyone you know, different generations are different. Not everyone listens to music online. There are some people who do prefer CDs. And if I was to do an album, I would probably, I could still put it on Spotify, but if I was to do an album, I would definitely produce it on a CD format so people can have a physical copy. So it is something which I am thinking about, but I need to learn more about the industry and learn more about what's best and if I've got that much of an audience that is it will cater to them, or if I haven't got that much of an audience, I don't know if it's something that would be cost effective for me. Do you know what I mean? I've got to wait.
And I mean, I know if you do have to put out an album, I'll definitely support you, because you know I got you, you know.
Yeah.
I like your music, so, you know, just keep going. And I look forward to it. Whenever you put out an album, let me know, and I look forward to it.
Thank you.
But today, you do have a new single out. This came out literally, I believe, due to this recording, yesterday.
Yeah.
And you got a song, it's a song called God Vision.
Yeah.
So tell us about that song. Tell us like where with your mindset when you were making the song.
Okay, so God's Vision is basically a recap of my whole life, of every song I've made, everything that's happened in my life. It's just like summing everything up. It's basically saying that everything I've been through, and other people can relate to this, everything that anyone has been through in their life, no matter if it's good or bad, there's always been God's vision in your life. So even if you've been going through ups and downs and you can see no way out, God knows the bigger picture. God's got a plan for your life, and you're going through everything you're going through because at the end of it, you're going to receive your blessing and you're going to realize that everything was part of God's plan and God's vision for your life. So I'll give you an example. So basically, because of me, I went through all the bullying, abuse and mental health, and also drug recovery, because I was addicted to drugs as well. So I went through all that, but I had to go through all that because now I've survived it all and I've got a story to tell. So God's vision is all about saying I went through everything and then I had a story to tell. So that was God's vision for my life. And it doesn't matter if I was going through badness, it was all part of the plan. And I think people can relate to that as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. And I heard God Vision. It's a really good song. It's a really good song. Yeah. And everybody will listen to it. Just stay to the end of the show, and we will get a world premiere of Hazel Eyed Rose, God Vision. So after the interview, and stay to the end of the show, y'all hear the God Vision. So when listen to your music, what can audience learn from you while listening to your music?
Okay, so from listening to my music, you will always receive a positive message of faith, hope and inspiration, and all songs are faith-based and God plays a role in all of my music. So yeah, it's all about positivity. Even if I sing about negative songs, I mean negative issues, there's always like a message of hope and inspiration to be found within my music. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. So if you could work with any artist of your choice, who would that artist be? Who would be your dream artist? Name three artists. It could be dead or alive.
Okay, so I couldn't think of three. I found it hard to think because I can't think of anyone who has the same vibe and style as what I've got. But in terms of like this guy's life path and how he's turned his life around and how he now turns his life to God, I would say I'd like Brian T. Even though he's a rap artist, I wouldn't mind like doing some kind of like singing verses within a rap song. like on the chorus or something with that guy Brian T, because I can't think of anyone else. I could only think of him, so I haven't got three people for you, but I would like to maybe work with him or do some kind of bring some of my influence onto a song that's different, like rap music or something like that, with a little bit of a twist, with a bit of singing in it or with my element in it, to make the music a bit different. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a good choice. Brian T, to listening. She want to work with you. So, in your music, you mentioned a lot about mental health.
Yeah.
And you've been through a lot. You've been on the show before, and you told us your story. So, but it's those out there who haven't heard your story before. So tell me, why is mental health important, and what was your biggest challenge dealing with mental health?
Okay, so mental health is really important to me because, in my teenage years, I suffered with depression because of the bullying. And then in my 20s, I had my first psychotic episode in which I was cross-sectioned and sent to a mental institution. And since then, I have had three relapses in which I didn't require hospitalisation. But yeah, that's why mental health is so important to me, because it's played a big part of my teenage years and my 20s and some of my 30s as well. And I still, but the way I deal with it is by, overcome it is by being grateful, believing in God, believing in myself, and also taking my medication. Because at one point when I was really ill, I was refusing to take my medication, and I got really, really bad. I thought I didn't need the medication, I could do it on my own. But when I took the medication, I did have side effects, and it did take a long time to work. I had to ride it out. I had to keep taking the medication, going through bad side effects and thinking it's not working, it's making me worse. But when it eventually started working and kicked in, it's kept me stable. The only times I've had like minor relapses is maybe if I would miss a dose, if I wanted to go out and drink when I used to drink. So I'd miss the dose, and maybe those all added up leading to my relapse. But basically, just being grateful, believing in God, and I can stay well by taking my medication continuously without missing doses, because that's what did lead to my little relapses that I had. But yeah, that's why it's been so important to me, because basically it made a big portion of my life.
Thank you for sharing that. And mental health is very important. I also deal with mental health, my whole life. I deal with depression, I deal with social anxiety, and deal with anxiety, due to COVID. But like you mentioned, like you said, prayer, believing God really does help. Also going to therapy helped for me as well. So yeah. I agree, mental health is very important. I'm glad that you shared that again. And this is why I did the show, because I wanted people, like you and others, to share their story, because you just never know what anybody is going through. So that why it's very important. So thank you for sharing that, as always.
I forgot to mention, anxiety. I do suffer with anxiety. That comes and goes. That is like a day-to-day thing which I am trying to overcome. And I think we should understand that people do get anxiety. Not everyone admits to it, but it is quite common, and it is normal. I think it is normal to feel anxious in certain situations as well.
But so my other question to you now is, did you feel music save your life?
Okay, so I'm not sure if it completely saved my life, but what it did was it gave me a desire to succeed and prove all the haters wrong. So all the people in my past who I stayed friends with, who said I wasn't good at my singer-songwriting, that I wasn't going to succeed in it, that I should give up and stick to my day job, and that basically people are laughing at me behind my back. It gave me the strength and the desire to succeed and prove them all wrong. So I don't know if it saved my life, but it definitely gave me the independence and desire to succeed and, as I said, prove everyone wrong. I mean, I recently got a level 5 in the songwriting contest for my songs Relapse. Yeah, for my song Relapse, Pure Hearted Girl and God's Vision, and level 5 is one of the top scores. I didn't make it to the semi-finals, but that doesn't mean I can't apply again when they've got another competition. I really want to win it. But that in itself, getting a level 5, proves to the people that said I was no good that I have a talent and that I am good, and that if anything, I like to continue doing what I'm doing just to prove people wrong. Do you know what I mean? And just to say, you know, I can do it, and they were just hating on me, and it's given me more strength and confidence within myself.
And first thing first, I want to say congrats to you on that. That is amazing.
Thank you.
And oddly, you're doing everything right. So what I have to say for you is keep going. Like, no matter what you do, don't worry about what everybody thinks. As long as you're doing the work, and as long as people is listening to your story and supporting you, just gotta keep going. And that's what you're doing. So continue to do that. You're doing amazing. To answer this question for myself, the podcast did save my life because it allowed me to finally have a voice to where I could express how I'm feeling and not only hearing what everybody else is feeling. So it allowed me to open up more and to help me with my, you know, social anxiety and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
So I want to say this show has saved my life. So
When you asked me that question, I didn't know how to answer it because when I was going through everything I went through, I overcame it before I started to become a singer-songwriter, so I wasn't sure how to answer it I overcome the domestic abuse and the bullying and stuff, and then I became a singer-songwriter in 2020. So I wasn't sure. I don't know how to answer it, if it did save my life, but I just know that it definitely gave me a desire to not give up. It made me think, prove everyone wrong, don't give up, succeed.
Yeah.
So in that aspect, it just made me think, never give up, and just keep on giving.
Yes. And you answered it good. And I feel if people is listening to you and relate to your story, you pretty much did save your life. You saving others' life by telling your story.
You're right.
So it does save your life, and that's good. And like I said, keep going and keep continuing to do amazing things.
Yeah.
So, what other project that you got going on that you haven't mentioned yet? It could be more music related. It could be non-music related. What other stuff you got going on?
Okay, so I design books on Amazon. I don't write books, but I design interiors and front covers for like notebooks, gratitude journals, self-help like gratitude journals and stuff. So basically, all you do is design the front cover, design the interior, and you can have different apps to help you, like Canva and BookBolt. They're all like design apps. So I do that. I design books, and I've got a YouTube channel as well, in which I talk about all my life experiences. I try to help people through all my life experiences, and I do self-development videos and stuff like that. And I also, my day job is a beauty and holistic therapist. I do that part-time, like self-employed. And I'm trying to think, there is something else. I can't remember. Hang on, wait there. Music. I always miss one out because I'm doing a lot. And then I always miss one out and I can't remember what it is. But basically, that's the gist of it. I'm designing things. I'm doing YouTube. I'm making music. I've got my day job. So I'm trying to, like, have different streams of income. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
One basket.
I feel you on that because we gotta have at least seven. I feel you on the difference between the income. We definitely need the difference between the income. Especially during this time.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say for anybody that goes the same route as you, as in being an artist and everything you've been through? Say something inspirational.
Okay. I think that anyone who wants to go into music or who's been through a lot of stuff in their life, never give up, and it's never too late to start in your music career. I mean, I started in 2020. I think I was about 38 then, and I didn't have the... I think everything happens in God's timing, divine timing. If I was meant to do this earlier, I would have received that calling earlier. But I wasn't meant to do it earlier because I didn't have the life experience. And I think that so many people think that if you get past a certain age, that it's too late to start, and that it's only for young people, you know, in their 20s or teenagers, and think, oh, it, you know, it's too late. But it's never too late, because when you get older, what you've got on your side is life experience. You've got that experience there. You've got that ahead of you. You know, other people might be younger. There might be writing songs. There might be people out there who maybe more record labels would like them because they're younger. But that doesn't stop you from being an independent artist and, you know, being independent. You don't need a record label in order to succeed in music. You can do it all on your own. You can be self-sufficient and be an independent artist. But in general, even if it's not to do with music, I just think you have to have faith in yourself, have something to believe in, whatever you choose to believe in. It doesn't have to be God. I mean, I know that a lot of people believe in the law of attraction and the universe and stuff like that. So I don't believe that everyone has to believe in God. You have to believe in something. I do believe that. But find your faith, find something to believe in. Don't let your age or anything like that put you off pursuing your dreams and your goals. And don't let anyone tell you you're not good at what you're doing, that you can't succeed in what you're doing, and you've got to be your number one biggest fan. Yeah, so.
No, that was really good. And I 100% agree with you. Like, if you have a dream, no matter what your age is, always go for it, because you never know what can happen.
Yeah.
I always told people that on this show, or when I do my quote today, that no matter what you do, you can do anything. Don't let society or your age stop you from doing it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, definitely.
At this time, we're going to play a segment game called The Face Off, where we're going to have two artists.
Okay.
And we're going to pick which one do you like better, whether it's their music or just them as a person. And I'm going to do this with you. Okay. I'm going to do this with you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So the first artist that I got is Beyonce versus Rihanna.
Okay, Beyonce, because I love her track, Who Run the World? Run the World, got that one.
I like Rihanna a little bit more, but I'm going to say Beyonce for this.
Okay.
So next one, I'm going to say Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
Okay, so I'm going for NSYNC purely because of Tearing Up My Heart. Because I remember that song back in the day, and I used to listen to that as a teenager, Tearing Up My Heart. And yeah, that's one of my favourite tracks out of them, so I would definitely go for NSYNC.
Yeah, and I agree. NSYNC as well. I'm more of an NSYNC fan. I like more of their music. I do like Blackstreet Boys, but
I love
NSYNC way more.
Yeah.
Next, we got Madonna versus Janet Jackson.
Okay, I'm going to say Madonna because I grew up when I listened to Madonna in the 80s. And then because my dad gave me a little tape of Madonna, her 80s music. And then I like some of her 90s tracks. So, I mean, she was part of my my childhood, Madonna, the 80s music, especially. What's the song? I don't know if you remember, it's a very old track. He's a Pretender. That was a proper old track. And yes, a Madonna, because she's part of my childhood.
Wow, this one was a little hard, because I like both of them. I grew up with both of them, but I listened to Janet Jackson a little bit more. So I'm gonna say Janet Jackson on this one.
Okay.
Next, we got Britney Spears versus Christina Aguilera.
Okay, I'd say Britney Spears, because the only reason I say that is because I think I listened to more of her music than Christina. And I can't remember a lot of Christina's music, so I just went with Britney, even though I don't listen to either of them too much. I think as I was growing up, I think Britney was more, but you know, apparent in my teenage years than Christina.
Yeah. I listened to both growing up, but I'm gonna say Christina on this one. I'm gonna say Christina because it's just her voice. It's not about Christina's voice. It's just really. Yeah. Amazing. Even though I'm a fan of, I like Britney too.
A hard one because everyone you've told me, I like them both. But if I had to pick one, I had to just think of like,
yeah,
the, you know, like what was more in my life when I was growing up and stuff.
Yeah. All right, and the last one we got Michael Jackson versus Prince.
Okay, so I like them both. And even though my favourite song from Prince is Purple Rain, but I have to pick Michael Jackson because I love most of his music and he played a big part in my life growing up. Definitely Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I agree with you on this one. I like Prince as well. I do like Purple Rain. It is one of my favourite songs from him as well. But definitely Michael. I grew up as a Michael fan.
Especially
with Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad off the back. Those three albums back off the back.
Yeah.
Definitely Michael. So before you go, not only are we gonna play God Vision on the show, but we also gonna play the two songs on the show as well. Relapse and I Don't Need Fake Friends.
Yeah.
So tell me about both those songs and what made you want to create them. Start off with We Laugh and then I don't need fake friends.
Okay. So Relapse is all about the times that I've experienced and recovered from like psychosis, domestic abuse, and it's also about my drug recovery, about, you know, being on drugs and recovering from that. And it's just all those three things. That's what Relapse is about. It's just a part of my life, which I just had to focus on in this song. And I called it Relapse because it just sums up the words in the songs and what was going on in my life and how I felt when I was going through my psychotic relapse, you know, how when I was going through my domestic abuse and my drug addiction, my drug recovery. It just sums it all up. And those three things is what Relapse is about. And then I Don't Need Fake Friends is all about the times I stayed friends with people, you know, whether at college or in my adulthood, and they would be nice to my face, but really they weren't my friends. They would talk behind my back, they would spread rumors about me, they would make me feel like I wasn't good enough. And it just talks about how you can be friends with people but they're not really your friends. And it talks about, well, things about how I don't need these fake friends, these haters in my life, and how I'm better off with just God by my side. It doesn't mean I won't have any friends, it just means I won't tolerate people who haven't got my best interests, and I just won't be friends with them, and I'll keep them away from me. And as long as I've got God in my life, it doesn't matter who else is with me. So that's what Fake Friends is about. I Don't Need Fake Friends.
Yeah, and we're gonna play both those songs after this interview. So, Ms. Hazel, I, Rose, thank you for coming on the show once again. You know, it's always good to have you on the show. And thank you once again for sharing your story. And thank you for bringing us three new songs to play on the show. So, once again, thank you. And you know, you're always welcome to come back because it's always good to have you on the show. So, once again, thank you, Ms. Hazel.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks for having me. It's been really, really good to be on your show again and to just let you know what's been happening and, you know, what music I've got available. And thank you for playing my songs as well. I really appreciate it.
Yes, yes. You know, I got you. Once that album come out, I'm definitely going to bring you back again. Once we have the album come out and we're going to talk about the album. But, you know, before you go, drop your social media where everybody can reach you. Drop where they can listen to your music.
Okay. So, Do you want my Instagram and everything like that?
Instagram
link is Hazel, all lowercase. It's all in lowercase. So it's Hazel underscore Ide underscore Rose, and on Spotify it's the Hazel Ide Rose but without the underscore. Oh, I'll tell you what, why don't I just, if you're making a podcast, if I send you the links, can you add it?
It will be in the show notes. We got that.
Yeah, if I send you the links, because it's hard for me to like go through each one, because they are similar, but on Instagram, you have to put underscores and you can't put the little dashes, so some of them are slightly different, but it's still Hazel Ide Rose on all of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go. And once again, thank you, Ms. Hazel, for coming on the show. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman, Life Down Podcast Presents, conversation about music podcast, every first Thursday at 12 p.m., a part of Spinoff Series Thursday. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
She does the only thing she knows to do. She sits in her bedroom all alone and gazes into space. Doesn't know who to call upon. She's feeling so afraid. Doesn't feel like this is her. She feels her life is going down the drain. Doesn't feel the same like it did before she lost her mind. Doesn't know who to call upon. She's feeling so afraid. Doesn't feel like this is her own brain. So she sits on her own and gives a shout out to the Lord, singing, Lord, give me the strength to go on and face another day. I never wanna feel this way again. Give me the strength to go on and make it through the day. I never wanna feel this day again. No, she doesn't, apart from the Lord. These voices going on inside her head, on. She doesn't know which way to turn. So she says, make it through the day. again.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini, with the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four people do, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Topic Aaron Sands, the star Roddy Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Molly Bell. And we talk many topics, from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody, because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned, because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. Yeah!
My name is Hazel, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
I don't need this fakeness in my life. I don't need dishonesty. I don't need people being nice to my face but chatting behind my back. I don't need these fake friends. I don't need this fakeness. I got God, that's all I need. By my side, being nice to my face but chatting behind my back. I don't need these fake friends. I don't need this fakeness. I got God, that's all I need. By my side, that's all I need. I don't need to see people who don't really like me or who disown me. I don't need to see people who won't praise the Lord. In my life, now I'm free. I got honesty. Now I'm free. Ain't got people fronting or chatting behind my back. I ain't got these fake friends. I ain't got this fakeness. I got God, that's all I need. By my side, that's all I need. Sometimes you see I don't need, I don't need, I don't need.
I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning in to the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents, a conversation about music podcast, a part of Spinoff 3 Thursdays. Thank you to my returning guest, Ms. Hazel Eyes Rose, for coming back on the show. Thank you for always spreading your story and telling your story to the world. And thank you for providing us with new music and just continue to do amazing things. Once again, thank you for coming back on the show. And y'all already know where y'all can catch Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Y'all can listen to it every Sunday for the main series, and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at the 12 p.m., Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Mitvana B every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m., and The Old School Show with myself and the Star Rider Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. You can catch up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Pods, the Podchasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. If you want to be on the show, if you're an artist, or if you're in the music industry or anything like that, send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, ken_Mr. Gentleman, GENTLEMAN. And we can set something up. And y'all can also check me out on the Premier Boys podcast with myself, Aaron Kitoksen, the Star Rider Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mighty Mal. Every Wednesday, new episode of the Premier Boys podcast. Also, check out more shows from the Premier Powerverse. King Talk with Aaron Sands, hosted by Aaron Kitoksen. Season 4, September 1st, and every Fridays after that. Star Time Podcast, hosted by the Star Rider Ride, every Mondays at 12 p.m., Season 2 coming soon. And The Trinity, hosted by Long Live the Chief Mighty Mal, coming soon. So check out every show from the Premier Podverse and support us. It really means a lot. And Season 7 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast main series, September 3rd. And yeah. And y'all can add me on Good Pod, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod catered to many independent podcasters. You can rate each other's shows. You see what everybody listening to. And we have the charts. And at the time to do Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is doing. And at the time to do the Good Pod charts. And due to this recording, for the top 100 shows, we are number 11 on the normal charts. We are number 8 for the indie charts. For society and culture, we are number 3 for the normal charts and number 2 for the indie charts. And, you know, to continue to support Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And then, yeah, thank you, everybody. It really means a lot. Check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, where y'all can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Y'all can watch every video of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. You can check out every guest profile, all 62 guests that came on Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. You can check out every guest appearance that I've been on. You can check out the latest guest appearance that I've been on, Chris Gasm, hosted by Kendra. Things About Us, hosted by Willie and Fiona. 12 Street Talkback, hosted by Victoria J. Star Time Podcast, hosted by the Star Rider Rod, and many more. And also, y'all can buy merch from the Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast store. Y'all can get it at www.tpublic.com and just search Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast store, and it will pop up. Or y'all can buy merch through the website. It would really mean a lot. And in many ways to support Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast by listen, share, tell a friend, rate, I leave a comment, buy merch, you leave donation, and many more. But of course, anything that y'all do really means a lot, as long as y'all support Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. And check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast Presents Spinoff Series Thursday. And have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
My name is Hazel, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Can you see? See God's vision for your life.
Can you see?
Beyond the pain and all your strife.
Even when you're falling.
See God's vision for your life.
Stay strong.